First he was vice president. Then he was the guy who allegedly lost the presidential election to George W. Bush after that Hanging Chad debacle. Then he made that documentary about global warming. Speaking in West Tampa Thursday, former Vice President Al Gore didn't shy away from bashing Republican economic policy.
A lot of people have been given the message that the way to get our country back on track is to go all the way back to the exact same economic blueprint that created the problem in the first place.
He's talking about the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% of Americans, which Republicans on Capitol Hill want to extend beyond their expiration at the end of this year.
There is hardly any economist that I know of, I challenge you to find one, that will say that given extending these giant Bush-Cheney tax cuts to the wealthiest 1% is the smartest and best way or most effective way to get the economy going stronger. They don't say that.
Of course, the former vice president doesn't shy away from the environment either. First, he decries offshore drilling.
They want to drill everywhere off the coast of Florida. I know you feel that way. I certainly do for lots and lots of reasons. It's not the right way to go.
In 2006, Gore became synonymous, controversial in some circles, with the global warming debate after the release of his film An Inconvenient Truth. He speaks about the importance of climate change awareness here, and only gets louder when a couple high school-aged hecklers call global warming a hoax.
Have you noticed what happened in Pakistan with those big downpours? Nothing like that's ever happened there before. Before that happened, one of their cities had a temperature of 129 degrees, all-time record. And while that was going on, you saw what happened in Russia, 102 degrees in Moscow. And then all those big fires and drought and the wheat taking off.
Gore was in Tampa in an effort to rally Democratic support for U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek, a Democrat running for U.S. Senate. He faces a tough race, at least in part because Governor Charlie Crist left the Republican Party in April to run without party affiliation. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.